And welcome to day three here at Classic in the Country. Joining me now is Katiana Smith, nicknamed Sunny Smith. Katiana, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
So I'm going to talk about your storyline here a little bit. So your role here at the Classic in the Country is a little bit different this year, but you've been here in the past. So you come through Laurel High School at one point, played also at Hawkins High School, all right, and then you coached at Laurel. So you coached here in this event before and played collegiately at Shawnee State. Mm-hmm. So basketball has been a big part of your life, obviously. As a player and a coach, and now you're here this week in a little different role. Talk about what you're doing here at the Classic.
So this year, I'm coming in kind of as a volunteer to kind of help sell t-shirts, meet and greet people, and just kind of have a great experience and give people an experience of Classic in the Country.
Well, you're filling your role very well. I got to tell you, you're one of the first people I met coming in here. And I got to tell you, folks, if you need a merchandise salesperson, you need to come see Katiana. The sweatshirts are almost gone, so if you want to come out and get a Classic in the Country sweatshirt, you better get on down here.
Absolutely.
Today. How many you got left? 12?
Yeah, I think 12 or 10 left now.
There you go. All right. So Katiana, talking about this, so when they started the day here, they made an announcement about the number of volunteers at this thing. So the number I heard announced was 250 people it takes to put on an event like this.
Yeah.
So for you to be here, talk about what that's like, just to be able to be a participant in something like this.
So it's an amazing feeling. I've met a lot of different people, a lot of different connects, and being in this environment with a high elite type teams that are coming in the building, it's just a great experience, and seeing all the girls work so hard in their seasons and then come to this moment to play in front of college coaches, it's a huge highlight for them and for us to see.
So take me through your days as a player at Hawkins and at Laurel, or then at Laurel, and to where that took you into college at Shawnee State. So talk about that experience a little bit, what basketball did for you.
So for me, it's crazy. My story is a little different than what a lot of people's are in basketball. I actually didn't start playing basketball until my ninth grade year in high school. My main sport was tennis, track, and kind of everything else. I did volleyball, and I found a passion for basketball. Absolutely loved it, and what it created with team and sisterhood and bonding, and the relationships that I built with my coaches, I like to say are the reasons why I'm a coach now. The things that they poured into me over the years, over the 4 years when I was in high school, created the person that I am today. So that's something that I love to give back and help give to other girls who needed a coach. It's just a great turnaround to be able to give back the same way that was given to me. So it's a blessing. But then as a player, like I said, it's ups and downs. But you're able to get through those with the support of your teammates, your coaching staff, and then just the families around the team is amazing. So it's always great to see everything come full circle.
Well, I think you just told a great storyline there. When you become a coach, you have not only an opportunity to teach basketball, but you have an opportunity to impact lives of young people.
Absolutely.
And maybe show them a different direction. So obviously for you, you had good influences, high school coaches that really wanted to motivate you to be a coach.
Yeah. So if you would have told me 15 years ago that I was going to be a coach, I probably would have laughed at you in your face. It was never something that I thought that I could do, wanted to do, but just like, I guess my leadership on the court, a lot of coaches that I talk to now, they're like, we honestly seen this coming as the freshman for you. And not knowing that this is where I would be back then, it's amazing to be able to say I've done so many different things, and to say I'm 10 years into the game right now as a coach is amazing. Doesn't feel like it for me, but it's been great.
Well, that's awesome. So talk about some of your days of playing and where the game is today. What have you seen change in girls basketball?
The game has evolved so much, and in the best way. Just the biggest difference is girls are dunking now.
Than you.
Yeah.
No.
I wish I had some of their height, like the height, the sizes that these girls are now. It's completely different from when I was playing. It's funny when I talk to my players, like I suit up in practice and we're going 5-on-5 with our kids, and they're looking at me like, you are so small. How are you able to bang with our post players? And I'm like, hey, I was that player on the court that, what position do you need on the floor right now so where I don't have to get subbed out? Oh, you need a center? Great, I'll do what I can and figure out something down there. But just to see that women's sports right now is competing with men. And for me, honestly, I think they are at a very high level to where Someday that I think women's sports are going to be a little bit higher than what men's are right now.
You know, I don't disagree with that. So I think that's a great segue into this question. When you take a look at the WNBA right now, so the popularity has risen immensely in the last couple, 3 years, thanks to Caitlin Smith, Angel Reese. I mean, that's kind of like the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson rivalry all over on the women's side. So do you think that the WNBA, the rise in that and that focus has helped the girls' game at the high school and even college level?
Absolutely. I believe like Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, they've given girls the opportunity to be unapologetically them, to be able to come on the court and just be athletes and not be labeled as she's good for a girl. I think that they can compete with a lot of men at their level as well. And it gives girls at the high school and middle school level the opportunity to see, like, hey, it's possible. As long as you put the work in and you compete and you allow yourself to give yourself grace to grow, I think they're in a great spot.
Absolutely. You know, I can tell you, I can remember the girls' basketball. When I got involved, it was 1984. Around here, you know, there was 100 people in the gym for a high school basketball game. And, you know, what we've seen the girls' game do in this area, you know, it's just mind-boggling to you. You know, there was times that in this area that the girls' basketball games took on rock star proportions. And, you know, that's really great to see from the women's game. So, you know, when you played at Shawnee State, talk about some of those experiences for you in college and, you know, what a young person today might expect to get out of a college experience.
So being at Shawnee State for me, that kind of opened the door to my coaching career as well. Coming out of high school, I tore my MCL my senior year of high school, first game of my senior career, completely devastating. I took the opportunity at Shawnee State to come in as a walk-in, or a walk-on, I'm sorry, and the way that my career went with that, I decided to take that path to kind of use it as an opportunity to continue other things. So being at Shawnee State, for me, I understood coming from a bigger city and different things, it was going to be an adjustment for all angles. So obstacles that I didn't think I had to have come towards me, it was different. So being a city girl coming to a small college, it was a great experience. I met a lot of different people. And just understanding that once I got there, everything shifted and basketball was that entire world. I had to fall in love with practicing 2 times a day. I had to fall in love with weight room sessions. And just those different things coming from high school to a college, it's a completely different world. And if you aren't prepared or mentally and emotionally able to handle those things, it will be hard. But you just have to continue to give yourself grace. Trust your gut. Think about all options that you have. And the next thing to always think about is knowing that the ball sometimes has to stop bouncing and what's next for that. So always have a fallback plan, but then also go after your dream. So if playing ball is what that top level and what your end goal is, I will always say just keep pushing and really dive in hard and go full throttle with it.
Well, Katiana, your story is a great one. Obviously, basketball has opened up a lot of doors for you beyond high school and college level, which, you know, that gives a lot of inspiration to our young people. So hopefully when they watch this today, that they'll be able to follow in some of your footsteps.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a really pleasure getting to know you here at the Classic in the Country, and hope to see you back here soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you. That's Sunny Smith. Katiana Sunny Smith. This is Day 3 Classic in the Country. More interviews coming up all day here from WKLM.